Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Seamus Toomey with us now from Black Club Chicago with Extremely Local News. Good morning, Seamus. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Bob. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. Let's talk first about what's happening at Fulton Market.
Yeah, this is a very interesting development coming out of Fulton Market, which, you know, we've talked about this before. This is one of the, if not the busiest, one of the hottest new neighborhoods in Chicago, both for residential and for commercial development. You know, it's the West Loop. It's just on the west of the expressway. It used to be the Meatpacking District. For years now, as this neighborhood's been springing up, as the meatpacking places have moved further west and restaurants have come in and Google has come in, for example, Alderman Walter Burnett has been adamant about keeping residential, any apartments, any condos, they all have to be south of Lake Street. He's really preserved anything north of Lake as specifically for businesses. Yesterday, he changed his mind on it. He said, you know what, with everything going on in the world, with the economy crashing in many parts, we need to do whatever we can, including lifting the ban that he's always had on what he calls his baby of this red-hot neighborhood. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, and I know the alderman also is working on the parking dilemma there, because between the construction and, at least before the pandemic, the crush of people down there, they're going to have to deal with that eventually, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's part of the reason why he was he had held back all these years. He wanted to keep the sort of the feel of the neighborhood. You know, a lot of, you know, red brick buildings, four stories. You know, the developers, he said, they've been sweating me for years, begging him to let them come in and build 15, 20, 30 story buildings there and really start, loading up the density there. But he's tried to keep the feel of it as much as he can. But part of that is the parking. It's whether the streets can handle it. Everything about the idea of like turning this into almost, we've seen how the South Loop has sprung up so fast, and it can get congested and it can get annoying, and people need parking. People, when restaurants reopen, where do you go? How do you get down there? You don't want to create a neighborhood that it's so crowded no one wants to go there. Yeah. What did Yogi Berra used to say?
For sure. From the West Loop, let's move to Logan Square and a restaurant that actually, were they supposed to open now?
They were just about. This is a place called Testaccio and Logan Square on 2456 North California. The owner's been building it out now for a while. He says he's about 70% complete, so I can't say that he's delayed where he's at now because of the shutdown, but he is getting ready to go, and he hasn't put a starting date on it, but he said he will open amid this, which is bold. I know a lot of people are just struggling to hang on, but this is the gentleman, Aldo Zaninotto. People who are fans of his other restaurant, Osteria Lange in Logan Square, this is his long-awaited second restaurant. His other place is extremely popular. It's a cute little spot. People rave about it. Some say that it's got the best Italian food in the city. Everyone's got their favorite spots, but that's occasionally quoted as one of the top ones. So he's opened up this spot. It's going to be very similar. It's taken over a place that used to be called Quixote and California, which was a mezcal bar and restaurant. It was very good. It was closed a couple of years ago, but he's pushing forward. We look for these little signs of hope in life that things will get back to normal. And when fancy restaurants reopen in Logan Square, that's a sign of normal nowadays.
Yep. We need any positive news we can get. Thanks, Seamus. And you have a good weekend.
Absolutely, Bob. Good luck on Sunday. Don't mess it up.
Yeah, thanks. I need all the help I can get.